Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
What's up, everybody? You are not listening to the Two Doom Men podcast, but you are listening to the return of Captain Samurai.
That is right.
We have our good friend Garrett here, a.k.a. the Samurai from Sergeant Samurai, and yours truly, El Capitano, from the Two Doom Men podcast. Our good friend, longtime brother, Skaggs, is taking a week or two off. His family grows, so congratulations.
Yep.
And what do we got going on today, buddy?
Skaggs is on maternity leave, bro. It's pretty cool, pretty cool.
Even in the podcasting world, we get maternity leave.
Ah, dude, yeah, man. I mean, that's just how it goes, right? Yeah. So, sorry, I'm futzing around. I'm trying to get comfortable because I want you guys to come on a magic carpet ride with me and Cap tonight. All right, we got a bunch of stuff.
No rules tonight, baby.
Yep. Not YouTube friendly. Okay, so we are gonna hop right into it. But we have a bunch of stuff we actually wanted to talk about today. I know. We've been going back and forth in the Twitter first and the interwebs, and there was something I sent you a while ago. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties on my end being able to sign into something, so we're going to hear a lot of Cap's voiceover of reading today, and a lot of audio. I'm going to just play into my speaker just because after AT&T went down the other day, and Facebook and Instagram all on soup. For Tuesday, all that stuff went out. Everything I have to like sign back in, do this, do that. Jesus it's not Christ. Recognizing this. So I'm working on that, but you're just gonna have to bear with us for today. Yeah. It's not gonna be the most technically visually pleasing episode, but we're gonna do our best.
See, when you're with Skaggs, you get all the analytics and stuff like that. And that comes along with the editing and all the stuff. When you get the two of us, it's just raw, pure insanity.
Yes. So I hope you guys enjoy. Because hey, when Cap was in between gigs, we were doing like a weekly podcast.
Yeah, a little bonus episode,
bro.
Bonus episode.
Yep. People were loving them. So I mean, I think it's something that you guys like and enjoy, and we're gonna bring the fucking heat today, baby.
We'll try and keep them coming, yeah, man.
Yep. So, what was the first thing we were gonna start on tonight? I know it was something with election fraud, right?
Yes, but first off, before we get into election fraud, so I was listening today to you. Ever listen to the PAS report with Nicholas Giordano? We've had him on before. He's another political podcast. He's a political science professor down in Suffolk University, and wildly intelligent, great show. Go check him out. Personal friend of mine. He had a pretty good episode that he released yesterday, I believe, and I listened to it today. And I forget who he was talking to exactly, but he had a great question that I wanted to bring up. Now, he believes that, like, Michelle Obama and Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom are actually bad for the Democratic Party to run against Joe Biden, to run, without Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They really backed themselves into the corner with Kamala Harris. She's a big nothing burger. She sucks through and through. Apparently, and I didn't really fully believe it, but I don't have anything to back it up on, Gavin Newsom isn't as well known in middle America than he is compared to places like New York and places that we're more familiar with.
Okay.
So he'd be a bad choice. Michelle Obama is a bad choice. And then because what they were
saying,
and so they were going on about how, they're going to lose some people from the Democratic Party if they pull Biden, because for the past 3.5 years, or even if you go into when he was campaigning, always mentally stable. He's fit for office. He's this, he's that. He's the best leader we've ever had. And the base goes, yes, master, best leader ever. Yes, master. And then they're going to pull him and say he's not fit for office.
So that means they've been lying to you again, right to your face, and they admit it, and you're going to make the decision of like, oh, he just came down with this.
Right. So
like a fucking cold, right? Just came down with dementia.
Just so happened overnight. So they think Biden's going to run because it's too much of a threat to not, you know, to lose out on their base. And then the only person they think would have a chance would be Hillary Clinton. So the question ended up being, all right, there's clearly a large number of people who are in favor of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a clear number of people that are really on the fence with Joe Biden. If you're not wealthy and you don't own some green energy company, you're not making any type of money under Joe Biden. If you're middle class, lower class, impoverished, your life got a lot worse. So there's reasons. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of reasons to not want to vote for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party again. What do you think it's going to really take? Because, I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road now. We're heading into this election. Things are getting crazy. What do you think needs to happen to wake up that last 10, 20% of these diehard Democratic never Trumpers to be, you know, and I'm not talking about some wealthy person, I'm talking about some middle American loon who thinks spending this much on gas and groceries is a good fucking thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
what do I think it's going to take?
Yeah.
I've been thinking long and hard about this. And I've asked this question 1,000 times over the past, let's say, fucking, I don't know, five, 10 years. Yeah. No, even longer. Like, because, I mean, we've seen the chaos happen. And since the second time I saw Obama get elected, I said, we're in a cold civil war. I literally said that the day he got elected. I'm like, there's no fucking way. We went through all this stupidity and people were like, yeah, do it again, you know? So I've been asking this question for a long time. Then it really ramped up, like, once we all opened our eyes to the 2020 thing, that everything happened, right? And you know, all the virus and everything else, right? People forget about that. Like, do you remember how crazy that was? Mm-hmm. And that was, what, 4 years ago? And people are like, back to normal life. And they're like, oh, sorry, give me a do-over.
I always say the uneducation of America, we have the memory of a goldfish. It's just... It's insane terrible. How stupid we are. Yeah.
And some people have adapted that way of life forever. That's what's sad, right? Mm-hmm. We still see the people in the cars with their mask on by themselves, et cetera, right? So this is what I'm saying. I think some people are not going to be able to return. I just don't think
they'll last forever.
I don't think, you know, they're mentally capable. I don't think they're mentally healthy, a lot of those people. And you know, some people be like, oh, that's what, because they don't think, right? You know, they prove it over and over again every day. Like, with the policies and the agenda they're approaching, it's what mentally ill people would do. So I think that some people are never going to wake up. And I think the some that do get that hard, like, slam on the ground, you know, crash course and like world real quick, are going to have some serious psychological issues. And I think that that's what those camps are for, is to you know what I'm saying?
The ones that Hochul's setting up for the New Yorkers.
Yes, exactly. So I think in the ones in Tennessee and the ones all over the country. Right. So I think that might be a reason why they're setting those up, is to, you know, either for us or to help those people, because they're going to have a very hard time. Even, you know, this is the thing. I know people that have literally thought that everything that was going on, everything, you know, with the agenda that they're pushing, everything the Democratic Party, everything the Uniparty does, everything the government does is yes, more, 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 more. Then they take all the, you know, experimental gene therapies and they get paralyzed and they have strokes and they have heart attacks and they still won't admit maybe they were wrong.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you bring up COVID and you think of somebody who got the shot and now suffers from like seizures or, you know, an enlarged heart or something. And they're like, so November. Yeah, no, voting for Biden. Okay.
And they came out with the 10th one, too, not too long ago. Yeah. We were talking about the fucking 10th one, man. Like, it's insane. So, I mean, as we're talking about that, to kind of lead way into that, I know a lot of people have seen on Truth Social Donald Trump like claiming victory on all that shit.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have that tweet in your Truth Social or anything that you might be able to bring up?
Did you send it in the group chat?
I don't know if I did. I think you sent it from the Truth Social aspect, where it was even just Ron Paul disagreeing. That might have been in the group chat.
Oh, yeah, that's what Skag sent. Anything Ron Paul, you know.
Yeah, exactly, which is fine, which is great. But, I mean, this gives a basic gist. I didn't know if you had, like, the live truth that he put out or whatever like that.
All right, here we go. It's hard to find everything because everybody who's listening, if you remember the last time Garrett came on with Skaggs and I, we got into a conversation about what is space and flat Earth, and Skaggs and Garrett are still arguing about it. I have muted the conversation. It's just, yeah, okay.
Why'd you do that? We had some good stuff. I was waiting for you to chime in on me and be like, yeah, Garrett, get him. Yeah, Garrett, get him.
See, I don't believe the Earth is flat. I just believe space is different than what we imagine.
I think space is definitely different than we imagine. And just so the viewers and listeners know, I try to cause a domestic between Skaggs and Cap at least once a week.
Yes, yes. He's always throwing gas on the fire. All right, so here's Donald Trump's... okay, so the pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccine that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setbacks into comebacks. You're welcome, Joe. 9 month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you. Then the other one is he's done nothing for Israel compared to what I've done. It's only words to he speaks, not truth. I guess that was on Israel.
Okay, so I gotta, you know, everybody's always like, oh, you know, this is, you know, the Trump deranged people are always like, Trump supporters will follow him to the end of the earth, like lemmings, like they do with everything. Mm-hmm. This is something that I've took a hard stance on with Donnie T since day one was the Japs.
Right.
Okay, this is a hard stance. And then, you know, saying curing cancer when we know people's cancer rate to stage four cancer has jumped like 10,000% in kids fucking 18 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we all know this stuff if you've been educating yourself about these things, which, like, you know, we've tried to over the years, but we get kicked off of everything. And yeah, we're just, you know, YouTube doctors, but we sit down and we talk to some of the best specialists, cardiologists, and everything else in the fucking country, right? But we're idiots, okay? That I have a huge issue with, Donald Trump, is that the vaccines. And, you know, I have a huge issue with blind support for anybody. So it's not being anti-Semitic. I don't, you know, blind support for Israel, blind support for fucking Ukraine, blind support for anybody, I don't think is any good, mm-hmm. especially when you can see, you know, wrongs are being wronged and everything else. And I know we're just as guilty of it as well, the U.S. So, you know, but on a perspective point, you know, I don't like what he did with it. I don't like the whole thing. You know, James is always, so, and this is what Skag will say too. He'll be like, oh, the Q thing. Oh, you think he's going to
exactly
say
what I was going to bring up, that mm-hmm. he forced their hand on the vaccine. Now, I don't know if it's true. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, giving Trump the benefit of the doubt when we give nobody else the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. which I don't necessarily like doing. He needs to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for the listeners who are like, what are we talking about? There's a theory that, you know, if Trump didn't force pharmaceutical companies' hand on cutting all the red tape and getting a vaccine out, the whole idea would have been COVID would have lasted for 8 years. Joe Biden would have gotten in and they would have just used COVID to lock us all down, bring Agenda 33 into you know, to completion. And mass chaos. So Trump was able to save us by poisoning us. I don't know. That's where it gets weird. Yes. You know?
So, I mean, if you also, you know, dive into that a little deeper, they're saying, you know, by forcing their hand, they weren't as able to make as many as what they were. And he saved lives because a lot of them were sent out as, you know, what do you call it? Placebos. There's certain batches. Everything was labeled, numbered, everything. But the one thing that he did, and I'm not giving him pass, or it might have been purposely or unpurposely, is by him fast tracking this and this, what he also did, whether he meant to or not, was giant, you know, shine a giant spotlight on the medical field and have people who don't read the pamphlets and don't read the small print you know, and don't do all that stuff, really had the time during this whole thing to just be locked in front of a computer and do their own research and, read, and actually take the time to read and then see what everything was in there. So, I mean, I think, you know, whether he did it on purpose or not, like, it awoken a giant, because there's people, you know, like my wife and, you know, friends of ours that, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the vaccines and autism and everything else for fucking a long time. And everybody said we're crazy. Mm-hmm. And an article just came out yesterday saying vaccines linked to autism. Yeah. So, you know, I mean.
And with that, Doom Nation, we'll be right back after a few messages.
What's up, everyone? It's the Two Doom Men, and we're here to tell you about a partner of ours, the Patriot Cigar Company.
The Patriot Cigar Company's story started with the idea of incorporating the love of cigars with the love for freedom and America. There is no better way to celebrate our love for our country and freedoms we cherish than smoking a premium cigar. After months of trying out different blends and working with master blenders, they created the Hellfire, TNT, Sidewinder, Moab, and Mark 48, which we have right here. Each cigar is made with premium tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years in Nicaragua.
You know, this is a true story. I had really fallen off smoking cigars for a while, and I just couldn't find anything that I enjoyed or wanted to sit through until I was introduced to the Patriot Cigar Company, and these are honestly some of the best cigars I've smoked in a long time.
And the best part about it is you could go to mypatriotcigars.com and use our promo code DOOMED to get 15% off your order. So if you're ready to enjoy a nice cigar, head on over to their website by using the link in our episode description below.
I always said this, and I said it in a recent episode, love or hate Trump, he's the greatest government teacher we ever had. Nobody paid attention to government. Nobody knew the rules and regulations behind an election. Nobody followed this, what the Senate did. Nobody followed, because that's what Obama did. Obama came in and smiled and talked his shit, and it calmed everybody down, and everybody put their head in the sand and played their Xboxes and went on Facebook and all that stuff, and they didn't have nothing to worry about because Daddy Obama had it taken care of. Meanwhile, you didn't learn about any bills, or, you know, no $1 trillion. There was none back then.
You didn't know where the money was going.
Exactly. And then Trump comes in. And now we pay attention to all of that. So, I mean, on that front, yeah, he did great. You know, he woke up a sleeping giant, as you'd say.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think, so I think with that, but I mean, that's why I feel like we should call it where we say it, because Skaggs always is like, oh, you just give him a pass. I don't give him a pass on that.
No,
I don't. This has been a hard non-pass for me, you know, the whole time. So I said my piece on that. but that kind of walks into the other thing that we were talking about, if we're going to stay on this subject, with the election fraud in Maricopa County.
Yes. So let me pull that up. See, I sent that one directly to you because I spent all morning looking for it. Okay, here we go. Now, I'm not as good as a reader as Skaggs is. I'm kind of like that today junior from Billy Madison. But so before I get into this, there was a guidelines that the people didn't run out or anything like that. But anyway. Executive Order 14019 and Election Heist 2.0. In 2021, Biden signed an executive order requiring federal agencies to use taxpayer funds to Oh, wait, hold on. Whoops-a-daisy, that's the wrong thing.
Yep.
Owing fiasco. Here we go. Sorry. Yep. Okay. Readers added context. There was no service. They didn't serve them anything. People didn't run out of the meeting. The meeting ended and everybody left. All right, now to the top. Breaking. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors just ran out of a public meeting when they were served the following. They didn't run out. They weren't served. They were just given this information. My name is Michelle Klan, and I'm here today to put you on public notice and to inform you that you are not our elected officials. None of you have never signed an oath to the Republic of Arizona. Instead, you have signed an oath of office to foreign corporations, which means this is an act of insurrection. First term, insurrection. You do not have the power bond, the proper bond carrying for your actions to we the people. Due to the voter fraud, you have never been formally voted in. Acting as if you have any authority over people is a direct act of treason. Another term. Today, we, the body sovereign of are presenting you each a notice of liability and opportunity to cure. The fine is $1.75 million per claim, and there are 12 signatures, which means you owe each personal each personally liable for $21 million. If you do not resign in 3 days, you will be presented with a written quo warranty and a waiver of tout. If you do not repudiate this these truths and you remain in office, you will be notifying. We will be notifying the military, and your acts of treasons will be grounds for immediate military tribunal. Another term. I don't need to tell you the penalties for treason. We, the body sovereign, hereby command you to resign within 3 days, or else face the consequences. I am also here today to hand you this jump drive, which contains 5,000-page document notifying you of all the dangers of COVID vaccines and the poisons in the water, to name a few. These are high crimes and acts against humanity. Another Q term. If you cover up high crimes, you will be held guilty for committing acts against humanity. Another Q term. Therefore, I hereby command you to send a public broadcast to every resident in Maricopa County, notifying them of these dangers within the next 3 days, or you will be in direct violation and derelict of your support of duty, making you even more accountable for your actions. Notice to agents, this is not a principle you have been formally served on record. Very interesting. Now, I was a bit busy today. We should have kind of followed up to see if everybody resigned. You sent that maybe a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. But very interesting wording, very interesting place for this to be taking place in. So why don't you explain to the listeners?
So, I mean, basically, Maricopa County is where they have had some of the biggest election fraud in all the land. I mean, if you looked at Katie Hobbs in that election, another one that didn't even have to campaign, came in, just won it, just like Joe Biden didn't even leave his basement. People forget that he did his whole campaign from his basement, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Obviously, at this point, I guess, disclaimer, for entertainment purpose only, please, we know that there's some level of election fraud, right? Right. So, there's been movies made about it. There's been multiple videos, tracking, state lines, machine malfunctions. I mean, probably about 10 years of the Democrats complaining about the voting fraud machines, Hillary Clinton herself, Kamala Harris herself in the Senate. So, I mean, here they're there. But what you're noticing, and this has been my issue with all this the whole time, is it doesn't matter if we have all the evidence and we're putting everything out there and we're trying to exhaust every legal avenue possible, everything. But, I would say a good 60% of us at least know that something smells of muck, right?
You know, it's funny that I'll let you continue a second. Mm-hmm. You know, just a lot of the conspiracies that I've come across really were just hunches and my gut. That there's something wrong with this. No, you're not telling me the truth. And I was right about a lot of it.
Yeah, we all
were. You know what I'm saying? So
we
continue.
We all were. My only issue with all that stuff is like, even if we know and everything is about, who the fuck's going to hold them accountable? Who is?
Yeah.
Who is? What? The people that work for them?
Yeah, no.
They're going to hold him accountable?
Didn't the Pentagon just do an investigation on the Pentagon and they found
itself?
Yeah. And apparently James O'Keefe got an inside at the Pentagon, so there might be a whistleblower coming out soon.
And with that, Doom Nation, we'll be right back after a few messages. What's up, Doom Nation? It is Skaggs here, and thanks for joining us for another episode of the Two Doom Men podcast. If you like political discussion, guns, beer, movie and TV reviews, smash that like button, subscribe to our channel, and share the show with your friends. That's the best way we can get around Big Tech's algorithm. You can also just go to linktree.com/twodoommen to find everywhere the show has a presence. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, @Skaggs89. Thank you, everyone, and let's get back to the show.
Yeah, that guy will be dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, too. Everything we talk about, I mean, not everything, but mostly everything. Everything we talk about, somebody ends up fucking dead that leaked it out or put it out within you know, 1 week to a day.
Well, our next story covers that exactly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, our next story. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that a little bit, but, like, you know, I mean, it's not a conspiracy. If, I mean, me and James have talked about this. It's like, okay, like, I think, what is it? After, like, oh, a coincidence is coincidence. Something, if it happens five times or more, that's not a coincidence. Like, mathematically, right, it can't possibly be a coincidence. So, I mean, how many times do we have to bring up this? How many times do we have to bring up that? And just seeing it over and over again. So, I mean, would it be cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can it happen? Yeah. But, like, I, if you read the comments in that, you know, there's one of the lawyers that I know that was fighting in Maricopa County for a long, long time. He's like, yeah, you'll serve it to them. And they just ignore it. Like, they're the only ones that don't have to, like, show up for legal documents. And they're the only ones that don't have to, like, go to court for this shit. Like, any other one of us would have to go for it, but they get served this legal document and they just fucking shred it. See you later.
And that makes the conspiracy stronger. That's what makes the questioning, you know, the fact that there's just this no accountability. You know, mainstream media tries to paint us as these nut jobs, but how come, you know, into another story we have, how come Trump could have one piece of paper and get, you know, sentenced to 700 years in prison, and Joe Biden could have a whole garage full of these, you know, top secret letters, whatever the hell you want to call it, and they don't even want to look at them. You know, just the sheer fact of no accountability strengthens the conspiracy, strengthens our resolve into not believing what you are telling us to be true.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, what, every time?
Yeah.
Like,
every time the wrong person is found guilty, you know? Yeah. I mean, look at any school shooting. Look at any school shooting.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh, but, like,
the second it's a they, them, story's gone. Wrong yep. skin color, story's yep. gone. Mm-hmm. It's strange. It's strange how it's always this oppressed transgender shooting up the school when bullying is apparently dead and gone. But it's never the all-American jock who's crushing pussy and beers on the weekend who shoots up the schools. Isn't that so fucking strange?
I know, dude. It's every time. And, you know, you're a bigot and toxic masculinity for saying that there, Cap.
Yeah, well, toxic masculinity will always
walks like supreme. A duck, sounds like a duck, swims like it's a duck.
Yep.
You know, I know it's pretty wild, but I mean, there's still so many cases that are, like, going, you know, what do they say? The wheels of justice turn slow. So, like, there's still so many cases where people are like, oh, that case got thrown out. Oh, no. Like, it got that and it's appealed and it's working its way through, because there's, like, people don't understand, there's, like, fucking 10 layers of going up to, like, getting a real final ruling. Most people think, like, oh, I go to municipal court and that's it, and then you got to go to county court, then you got to go to, like, state, then you got to go to federal. Like, there's so many levels of government bullshit, like, it's insane. So, I mean, you know, even running yourself, you know, a case like this and then trying to, you know, show up for it, you know, later, it takes years and years and years. I mean, how many people have heard of, like, lawsuits going on for 20 years?
Yeah.
And a lot of people just outspend the other one, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm broke. Like, I don't
if you've got the money and you're suing the wrong person, you'll never see the end of that case.
Nope, not at all. We'll tie it up in litigation for years, you know.
I used to work for a company. They got sued all the time, but the owner was a billionaire and nobody could fucking challenge him. So it didn't matter. Didn't matter.
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's just, I saw it firsthand.
10 lawyers in to bury you. Yeah.
The 10 lawyers show up and they try to be nice and, okay, we'll buy you out now for a quarter of what you're asking, or we'll wrap you up in this for, you know, the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100%. That's how it's done. And we see it done every single day. And if you have enough money, you can push that case right through.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Speed it up, slow it down, whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're literally just talking about how the justice system works if you have money. So if you don't believe, like, there's any conspiracies or anything, just look at what you could do in the legal justice system with a few extra bucks in your pocket.
Pfizer was the biggest lawsuit in fucking history for lying and poisoning and everything else. And they are your number one go-to for the new thing. Number one go-to for the new thing.
Incredible.
They have the biggest fine against them for fucking bad practice, everything else. Billions of dollars. And they were like, we're going to choose you to lead the way on this one, guys. All right.
We like your work.
And there's people who are like, yeah, we know what you guys do. You know, so, yeah, I mean, that's a wild ride in itself. But so we got, you know, that going on. But, I mean, you know, speaking of people ending up dead and coincidences, right?
Circle back to that, as Jen Psaki would say.
Yes, we will. So there was an article on Fox News, and there was an article somewhere else that I sent Skaggs. If you want to lead up to the death thing first, and then we'll go into all the happenings about that.
Go for you want me to read anything or
yeah, I think I sent you the article. If not, I can find it. I think I sent it.
Classified document. No.
I gotcha. I got it on my end. Hold on. I got it. Hold on 1 second. Bang, bang, bang. All right. This is the Fox News article, but we've seen it before, okay? So I'm gonna just give you a quick synopsis. Retiring Boeing engineer found dead days after testifying against the company. Whistleblower dead. Again, shocking. Shocking. John Barnett worked for the company for 3 decades before retiring and publicly accused Boeing of rushing to get its 787 Dreamliner jets off the production lines, and they compromised safety while doing it. So that's a quick synopsis. So literally a couple days ago, plane was flying and the fucking wheel fell off and went through some window in a parking lot somewhere in like Pittsburgh or something like that. Okay. So we had that going on, Pittsburgh, California, or something like that. Then literally I sent Cap an article today that like another Boeing flight all of a sudden midair just fucking started dropping, nosediving, people bouncing off.
No, you might have sent that in the group chat. Yeah.
Yeah. There's people bouncing off of the ceilings, everything else, all this other stuff.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And, you know, this guy was like, they were interviewing the guy. He's like, I thought we were going down. The person next to us was sticking to the ceiling. I'm looking at him because we dropped so fast. People are falling, smashing their heads, everything else. And, you know, when they talked to the pilot, he's like, I don't know. I literally lost control of all airplane. All my gadgets went down. All my badagadag went down. Whatever it is. Boom, 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 boom. But we've seen this. We saw a window get sucked out. We saw a fucking exit door fucking fly open mid-flight. There was just an Alaska Airlines where the other door was open, where they were like, you know, they transferred.
Didn't that one crash land or something?
That was another one. We had a crash land. I mean, this is like, what did they say for years? Like, oh, you know, planes are safer than a car. Like,
yeah, you're more likely to get attacked by a shark
every day. Yeah, right. So we're struck by lightning or something like that. And I'm sure it is still somewhat, you know, safer than being in a car, especially where we live, right?
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. I could drive 1 mile, get cut off 3 times, flipped off, and almost ran off the road, right?
Yeah. Get out into 2 fistfights.
Yep. That's why I got a truck. So I just run a damn, you know. But yeah, I mean, this is what we're seeing. Then we have this whistleblower that literally testifies against the company days later, dead. Dead.
Which you would
it's like every bad like villain in every like Marvel movie we see, like the owner of the rich, you know, airport transport company takes out the guy because they're you know, they're using fake microchips and all this, like it's, what the fuck, it's literally life in a movie all the time.
Well that's, you know, as Pepe would say, you know, this, we're watching a movie. You would think by now, the way things work, like a company would, like the last resort would be murdering a whistleblower. You know what I mean? Like we've had this whole, there's this whole history of anybody who goes to testify against Clinton's for some reason commit suicide. And
what is it, like up to 7? Like, isn't there a tracker of the Clinton?
They got more hits. They got more hits than the Beatles. Okay.
Than the mob.
yeah. You know, and full disclosure, Garrett and I are not planning on killing ourselves.
No,
so
not at all. I'm good.
If we accidentally shoot ourselves in our cars, it wasn't us.
Yeah, definitely.
But that being said, you would just think it's 2023 now. Like, there's got to be a better way of doing this. You know, you're going to get bad press. I guess the fact that like nobody remembers anything and the news cycle is literally 12 hours long. It's not even 24 hours anymore. Mm-hmm. That like Boeing's just like, fuck it. They're going to forget anyway. You know what I mean? Just murder the motherfucker.
I don't even know if it's a forget. It's like, it goes back to what I said before. Like, who's going to hold these people accountable?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they know and all their best friends are in charge of all these agencies and they pay all their fucking capital gains and all their, you know, special interests and donate to all their campaigns and, you know, have all the sheriffs elected and we give them the money, like, those are the people that control everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what, they're going to arrest them and then they're going to be tied up in litigation for the next 20 fucking years.
And then like, they could just pay to, yeah.
And like then by then said, they're like, ah, fuck it. It's like COVID. We forgot about it. Who cares? No airplanes clashed in a while. But like, it's just comes back so, to like a supervillain.
Yeah. It's just so shocking. Oh, excuse me. To just be like, no, we didn't, like, you know, whistleblower. Just to read the headlines. Like, we're still doing this. This is how we're operating. It's an everyday
occurrence. Yeah. If you dig in any paper deep enough, if you go past the headline of the first section or third page or whatever it is, like, it's literally almost weekly that you're hearing like whistleblower comes out, whistleblower found dead. Like, yeah. Dude, this is a giant one. Not to get off topic, but Mitch McConnell steps down after this year at being the Senate majority leader, right, for so many years, and is like literally a week before that his wife, who is of Asian descent, her sister somehow in her electric fucking car at her house got locked in it. It got locked into reverse, and then it went into the bottom of the lake, and they found her dead in it the week before. And then he steps down like fucking three, 4 days later.
That's, to me, and all I see is a clear message. That's why he's stepping down.
Oh, yeah. And his wife and that family is like one of the biggest, largest Chinese shipping companies in the fucking world.
Yep.
And this is the Senate majority leader for the past 800 years.
Well, that's why they got married.
Dude.
You know, you go up to Bill Gates. I want your son to marry my daughter. Well, why should my son marry your daughter? Well, you know, my brother is the Senate Majority Leader, you know, or runs the DNC. Oh, okay. So now you marry my daughter. You got strings in Washington. I marry into your family. I got strings into tech companies.
Okay, so
all hand in hand.
Do you know what I call this?
What's that?
The American royal family.
Fair enough.
I look at it this way all the time. When you're seeing that, these senators and these congressmen, they're not kings and queens. They're like dukes and earls and landowners and this and that. And I don't even think the president's, you know, like the king or anything like that. He's just like, you know, the highest of the dukes and land guys. And then there's the people that are the kings and queens above them. And it's when you really look at it, and I think it was trying to get away. We started this country to get away from the kings and queens. But I think what happened was over the years is, I think originally there's a lot that is debatable too about like England still owning us and we never really got our independence and so on and so forth. But we're not even going to get into that. We're not even going to get into that. But like, you know, there, if you look at it, it's literally, it's the American royal family, any senator, any congressman.
Yeah, makes sense. They were betrothed. Yeah.
Yes. So I see it like that, just like I see the government as they took out the bomb and then they put they go, wow, this is a good business model. And now they do it themselves at a higher VIG.
That's why I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it like a royal family, but it makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it make sense?
I guess, like, what you put and, it like and it's that? Not just a royal family of, it's a merger of like the corporations or the tech industry or the shipping industry with the royal Senate.
But you got to think about it. Like, look, the King of France used to marry off his sister to the King of England.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
nobody knows about England and France anymore. Game of Thrones, people.
Yes. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, especially on the two dude men side. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's pretty wild that we're seeing that again, and we keep seeing this over and over in that light, or you know, in that fashion. So it's just like I said, who's going to hold them accountable?
Yeah, no, fair enough. Where do you want to go next? Because we're coming up on an hour in about 15 minutes or so.
What's the last you want to wrap up with?
Should we gang bang on Joe Biden, where he's not going to be held accountable,
Okay.
or should we talk about the actual legalized gang banging in Pittsburgh?
I said we got enough time. We'll split it 7 minutes, 7 minutes.
All
Bam.
right.
So let's go about. All right. So first, what we'll lead into, and I might be able to bring it up on my phone. So I'm gonna try to play this for you guys, and hopefully you can hear it. Skaggs will let me know. Okay. So what we're talking about.
Are you talking about Pittsburgh?
No, we're not talking about Pittsburgh yet. So,
Okay, yeah. So go ahead.
okay.
So
So,
shockingly, Joe Biden isn't as innocent as everybody thinks he might be.
and the wild thing is this is everybody's like, oh, nuclear codes, classified documents, they went to Mar-a-Lago. He was hiding everything. Meanwhile, I was in a safe and he had presidential, okay? This is about the Joe Biden's document case about finding the documents at the University of Penn, the Penn Institute of his, finding it in his Delaware home. Listen to how many places he had classified documents, okay? How many places? And this was all before he was president.
Yep, this is from
And there was a
when
lot of it
he
before
was.
he was even vice president.
Yep, this goes back to when he was a senator, goes back to when he was the VP. And I mean, if he leaves office in January, guess what? He's bringing classified documents with him. I guarantee you, if Trump was president, they'd reinvestigate him and he would be found with new classified documents.
Yes. So let me know if you guys can hear this. I'll try to play this in for you.
Sorry,
Mr.
Renatus.
Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major and his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
All right. And the elements of the crime for this, I mean, we get into all of this, but the elements of the crime are pretty simple, right? President Biden had unauthorized possession of a document writing or note. That's
Correct.
and that the document writing or note.
So that's pretty much the breakdown. They were like, okay, at the University of Penn, yes. In this office, yes. In this drawer, yes. Oh, also at the University of Delaware, yes. In that office, yes. Oh, also at his house next to the Corvette, yes. Also at his upstairs, yes. Like there
I
was
would
fucking
like to
12
know,
places. He's just leaving classified shit in all these places. It's insane.
I would like to know what a third floor den
Right? Well, it's well,
is.
we see it's probably a crack den.
Yeah, that's where,
Good old Hunter.
and how many times did Hunter or Joe throw a party at that house? You know what I mean? We're not even talking about like when you have people over, they don't normally hang out in your garage. I could give you that one, but any other room in the house, your office, you bring people in, you have a little conversation. These documents were everywhere. And some of them, people, they date back 40 fucking years.
And that was
40
before
year old,
dementia.
yeah. 40-year-old classified documents when he was a fucking senator.
Yeah, so we're there's that, and this is so the person that's agreeing and talking about this is the special investigator looking into him, and part of these special investigators, they were also the ones to say that he was mentally unfit, so but they wouldn't prosecute him because he was mentally
Oh,
unfit.
yeah, I remember that. See, look, there's so much that
But he,
goes on. I forget that that even
dude,
happened.
this is wild. So
Yeah.
here's another quick like 20-30 second soundbite from Jim Jordan talking to the same special prosecutor. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
And did the White House get the report before the report was made public?
We did provide a draft of the report to the White House counsel's office and members of the president's personal counsel team for their review.
No, I understand. And did the White House then, once they got the report before it went public, did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and frankly, get the report changed?
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
And did the White House get
Perfect.
You know,
so we got caught with our hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
And before you release it, you give us the catchings of the hand, and we want to rewrite it. So you just put it out there the way that
you only took one cookie, not two cookies.
Exactly.
You know,
he only took all that money, and his son didn't even, you know, his son didn't tell you anything about it.
I don't know for certain if Trump's going to drain the swamp. I don't know for certain if the media magically is going to be flipped one day,
Which would be a beautiful thing. But
it would be a comforting thing. Well, we'd be out of a job if they do. So
let's hope that doesn't happen. Whatever, man. I'm here for the betterment of everybody.
Yeah, fair enough. Where was I going with this? You know, so let me get my thought together. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
You know, this happened to me last week, and I was once again, this is seltzer. I'm not drunk, not stoned, complete brain fog. Now I know I got to do this show completely, you know, just wasted. go on. I can't even think straight of what I'm saying.
You're good. You're good. So, I mean, we were talking about, you know, this coming up and this.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I remember now. I so sorry. Figured. You're so good. Sorry. You know, I don't know if Trump's going to drain the swamp. I don't know what accountability is going to look like. But it's going to be funny when they hung Trump out to dry and they tried accusing him of this, that, especially with this classified document scheme. It's going to be really weird. And you know they're going to do it. We're way past the point of the media trying to like act normal. And it's going to be weird when like Trump gets into office and they're like, okay, it's time to be held accountable. And the media is all of a sudden that was screaming for the past 2 years that Trump should be thrown in prison for taking classified documents. But Biden had the legal right to take classified documents.
Dude, I mean, this is just hypocrisy at its finest once again. Yep. And this is what we were saying at the beginning of the podcast. The people that watch this and see this happen over and over again and still can't show, like, if you're objectively thinking, like, you could see that there's double standards for everything. There's fucking bias for everything. There's a uniparty. There's us versus them. Like, that's just how it is. Like, if you can't see that by now, then I don't think you're ever going
to
see it.
Yeah. Truthfully, you know, to my point, to that opening question, like, you know, there's still a lot of 2024 left, and I really believe it's going to get a lot worse.
Oh, 1,000%. It's March, dude.
Yeah.
Just think about how quick it got March, though.
Yeah.
Dude, time is in a warp, man. You know, we're supposed to have like a 4 or 8 minute solar eclipse. And when that happens this year, that's when all the cicadas are fucking being released at the same time, too. Because they've been in hibernation. And they were saying you won't see that this moon or eclipse setting hasn't been seen in 200 plus years. So nobody in our lifetime seen it. And that's about the last time when all these sleeping cicadas came out. And it's like emergence of when they both come out at the same time. Dude, this is just like the apocalypse and the plague. And dude, I mean, the four horsemen are coming. Plague,
remember Jeepers Creepers?
Earthquakes. Yep, I know, dude.
Okay.
Every
23
dude.
Years. That movie's now 23 years old.
I know. So, all right. So we got a couple minutes left. We got about 4 minutes left. I want to play a little
clip. We could go over the hour, but yeah. This is Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. So this is. Go ahead.
This is crazy. When I heard this the other night, everybody's talking about purge. What? Today I do my research, and what you're about to hear is genuinely shocking. And like the police chief is like backing up the data that like it's okay to do this, right?
Like that's like one of the largest cities in the United States.
Like,
but
like,
it's also
like,
in Pennsylvania.
The data shows that it's safe enough for us to just not answer calls anymore. There'll be no crime between the hours.
Philly is so fucked.
Three and seven.
Pittsburgh, yeah. And you know what? Philly can get fucked either way.
Yeah,
so
they got
whatever.
Saquon, so fuck them.
Jerk off faces. Okay, let me see if I get this open. So this is from Graham Allen's podcast. This is just a little soundbite from there. Let me bring it up. It's on the TikTok, so I don't have the Chinese on there, but.
would have ever imagined that a movie like The Purge was like, oh, it's a great premise, but it would never happen in real life.
It's a great idea.
Todd, lead us through this.
All right, so the city of Pittsburgh has come out and said, guess what? Between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., we will not be responding to the residents of Pittsburgh. So let's play this clip because it is awesome.
Rick, what was the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in-progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city. Call boxes that link directly.
We ain't talking about like Caledonia, bro. Which is Pittsburgh.
And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city. The chief said today the data supports that.
That line right there is the scariest part. The chief of police backs this data up. You know,
what do you mean it's scary? The chief of police was instilled by the Democratic Party in Pittsburgh, just like they did in Philadelphia, just like they swap all the shit there. It's one of the most corrupt places in the fucking world, Pennsylvania, you know, and just like New Jersey. They're terrible. But yeah, man, I mean, dude, you're literally just announcing to every criminal in a giant city of Pittsburgh that, yeah, between 3 and 7, like, game on. You guys can do whatever the fuck you want. Nobody's here. And even if it is anybody here, they're so spread thin. Only one of them's coming.
Yeah,
you can outgun them. You can outnumber them. You are just setting these guys up to get murdered. Like, if I was a cop in the city of Pittsburgh right now, I'd be fucking furious.
Dude, I wouldn't. I would sit there and simply collect a paycheck. You'd be able to commit crime in front of me. I wouldn't lift a finger. I feel bad for the 20 or so cops that are going to work this night shift because it's going to be
genuinely. They usually get the shitty end of the stick.
Yeah. It's genuinely going to be the most dangerous thing these people have done, provided they are not ex-military.
Yeah.
These cops are going into one of the most dangerous situations that, you know, We got to keep up on this story because
there's no backup. I mean,
if this goes into effect tonight, Pittsburgh will be burnt to the ground by morning.
I know it's not something to laugh about, but it's dude, you know, but this is the thing. This is just showing these fucking lunatic policies that in play, and everybody thinks they want them until they get them. And then they're like, oh, my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, we're tolerant and we're diverse
I remind people all the time, this is what you fucking voted for.
I know.
Why is he like this? Because this is what you voted for. The orange man was too fucking mean for you to handle, and this is what you get out of that.
Yeah, you fucked yourself royally. So yeah. I think we should keep our eyes and ears open on you know, the upcoming events in Pittsburgh, along with everything else. And I think it's April 8th. Keep that on your radar for when the total eclipse and the fucking cicada event supposed to come out. So I saw some on that today. But
I'm gonna have to get all the guns and go up to Skaggs' house for the weekend for that one, just in case all hell breaks loose.
That's all right, you know.
So. You know, Bohemian Grove's gonna be popping that night.
Oh, I know, right? Well, dude, it's like, dude, they energy harvesting. That's a time to do it, right? A lot of weird shit's going on. A lot of things are aligned, and you know the ancients believe in all that shit, and those people do too. So, but yeah, man. So we'll keep an eye on it. But I hope you guys enjoyed the Captain Samurai again back tonight. We miss our brother Skaggs, but congrats to him and his family and his newborn. So we're super happy for you. Happy
and the earth is flat. Peace out.
Yeah, exactly. And Skag sent the CGI stars in the background again. Okay. So, but yeah, we've been still fighting about that. Me and Skag.